And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a great show we have today. It's just us. It's Rick and Corey today. We're going to be having a great time talking fishing with you. Today is a fun one. It's the freelance show. It's all about your questions and your calls and just having a good time talking about fishing. It's going to be a great one. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, we were just talking about, I always enjoy these, man. A lot of fun.
It's certainly amongst, if not my favorite, because it's getting to do what we like to do for the next 2 hours. And it's just BSing about fishing. And it's my favorite. There's no agenda. There's no thing. It's a great time because it's just all about what, you know, what you want to hear and what, you know, wherever the show takes us. And, I'm with you, Corey. I'm super pumped about it.
Whether it's calicos, rockfish, tuna.
I think what's been so fun is the, you know, we've gotten to do a handful of these shows where it's just you and I now, and all of them seem to just take a different direction. One of my more favorites was all of the halibut and the surf talk that we did a couple of shows ago. Obviously, the calico fishing, which is so near and dear to your heart, and certainly mine as well. And, yeah, offshore and rods. And, yeah, it's just it's a really good time and a lot of fun. And we were kind of talking before the show started. For you and I both, you know, in almost like a behind the scenes, whatever you call it, industry wise, it feels a little bit different not having done the Fred Hall shows. You know, we did that big mega sale at the tackle store last weekend, which went great. But, you know, this is the Fred Hall time. And it's been weird not being up there, but it's been cool that we've gotten to have some springtime here and gotten to do a little more, you know, inshore fishing and a little more local fishing and just getting kind of pumped on the season. It's been a little bit of a different kind of spring, not having the time commitment that it takes to do the show.
Well, I'll tell you in celebratory fashion, because we would have been there this last week, right? I actually went out on the rockfish opener, you know,
right on.
And, And that was Tuesday, right? That would have been like the final setup day before.
Yeah, exactly.
Before opening, and man, it felt good, man.
I'll bet it did.
It felt so good to be on the water instead of just in a complete stress mode, you know, trying to get ready, and it was so much fun, man.
That's cool.
I'm telling you, and it's strange though. The rock fishing wasn't wide open by any means. You know, I guess it doesn't have to be, right? You're four reds,
yeah.
And one chuckle,
yeah,
red,
one chuckle,
a couple bocotch, and you know, whatever else comes along with it. But it was fun. You know, we had a couple 4-pounders and a few, yeah, I don't know, 3 or 4 in the 2-pound reds. You know, like pretty decent fish.
I really like your brand and style of rockfish fishing.
I love it, man.
You keep it very local,
yeah.
And you target not like you're not trying to get a 50 fish Ganyan old school.
It's changed,
Of 12 inches.
Yeah,
you're targeting. It's just like your bass fishing. You're targeting individual big reds.
It's you know what? Honestly, I thought about it when I was rigging the outfits up. It's seriously lighter tackle than I fish spotted bay bass.
Yeah, lighter than your bass gear.
Lighter than my spotted bay bass stuff. Seriously, like wrap your mind around that. You know, it's the my favorite rod is a rod I've had for 20 plus years. It's a killer G Loomis rod, and I'm always afraid to use it with anything because I don't want to fracture it and break it. You know, do that kind of thing. So it's a 10 to 17 pound.
Okay.
Six rod.
Really?
Seriously.
And it's small.
It's very small, but it's crucial to getting the right bites and working the jig,
okay,
and not pulling hooks on a 4 to 5 pound red.
Which, I mean, and that's the other thing. You hook that fish,
yeah,
on that gear, it's no longer like I felt my tip wiggle. I'm going to wind this thing in and throw it in the bucket. Like, you're fishing again.
And it's fun, right?
That's cool.
I mean, they're pulling and yanking and you know, to have that bend in the rod, and it's a light rod, but to have that bend is what,
yeah,
really keeps you from pulling hooks and working the jig and working it properly. And not, I think the number one mistake that most guys make is they've got their 8-foot, like, beefy stick,
sure,
no bend, and they're sweeping the rod and working the jig, you know, whether it's a flat fall or whether it's a cold sniper, that jig is almost too quick and too erratic. You know, it's almost there. It's working too fast.
Okay.
You know, and with that soft rod, you like with a flat fall, it's meant to lift a couple feet and then flutter, a couple,
mm-hmm,
feet flutter and almost tantalize them. You know,
totally.
It's not meant to be pulled like completely
yo-yo
out of the zone.
Yo-yo jig style.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
And like you say, the other thing is. You know, it's amazing what a softer tipped rod does for keeping hooks into something.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's,
you know,
that's the freshwater world with a crankbait rod that bends all the way down to the handle. It helps keep the treble hooks in the fish. You're not ripping things back out of
that. You know what? You mentioned it. That rod actually is like crankbait style,
uh-huh,
you know, a nice bend, even fluid. Rainbow arc and
yeah,
the
all
rod.
The way down.
Yes, yeah.
We're a faster tapered rod. You know, it bends the first handful of guides and then just goes straight again.
And shuts down.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good. No,
okay.
I mean, it'll work.
Sure.
Absolutely, but not good.
I can only guess, but Trank's 200?
That's exactly it. And so...
We were giving you a hard time the other day. A caller asked... you know, about bass fishing and cedros and whatnot. We were talking about Corey's favorite things, and I was like, man, I was like, Corey fishes a 300 just in case he hooks a 30-pound yellowtail.
Yellow.
And I was like, I'd use a 400 just because I like the way it fits in my hands. And we were having a chuckle about how small of gear you like to fish, but the reality is...
The braid affords that. The Power Pro is what makes it possible.
The reel's strong enough to handle everything that you're hooking.
Yeah.
It's lighter, it's smaller, it's more finesse, and you fish that skinny Power Pro, you get plenty of line. I mean, the reality is, why wouldn't you be?
You know what, Rick? The Tranks absolutely changed that world.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. The gearing, number one, which there's no slip, there's no... I don't know how to say it. It's just, it is so darn clean.
Uh-huh.
It makes it possible, and the drag. Both of those together is what, and the Power Pro, the third part of the program there, I'm able with 20 pound. I rigged up two outfits, 20 pound and a 30 pound braid.
Okay.
And the 20 pound braid, I was able to put 330 feet on there.
on a
200 reel.
Yeah.
On a 200. And then another key ingredient to the whole thing, if you're in the jig and rockfish, is monofilament.
Okay.
And the mono is what helps in the sponge too.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a rubber band.
Yeah.
You know, guys use fluorocarbon, but the fluoro, the Seaguar has no stretch at all.
Right.
You know, very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
And so by having a minimal 30 to 40 feet of mono, I use 50, 60. You're able to get just that rubber band in
uh-huh.
there. You hook a good one, you've got that rubber band to help you, and it also helps you get the bite. It just works the jig fluid and smooth. It's not herky-jerky, and it gets the right bites.
I don't know if it's just the sport boat background in me, but I have so much trouble letting loose.
I know.
Of it's cod fishing. It's a 4-0 size reel and everything big, but you're absolutely right. Like, but that's not what you're, again, you're not targeting the old school limit sack full of, you know, flea cod fillets. You're trying to pick off the big one, the smart one, the tough one. And, you know, and you do what you do. You know, again, you treat it like bass fishing.
Exactly.
You finesse that one up. Like,
here's what I'm excited about with the whole thing, because I love taking care of my fish. And I bleed them, and mm-hmm. I totally take care of them and make sure they're on ice. I mean, the water's cold right now. The air is kind of cold, so there isn't really a huge issue. I kind of missed out last week, and when you had your thing, and Robbie Gant was over there with the AFCO, and how do you pronounce it?
Ikijime.
Thank you.
It would have been so up your alley.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was like on a process that I felt very comfortable with.
Yeah.
I'm doing as good a job as I can be. It was awesome.
I want to get into that.
Yeah,
I will.
It'll be so up your alley.
Yeah, and it's just that extra level of taking care of fish. And
totally.
AFCO being on top of it, I love it. And Robbie, and I wish I would have made it over there, but I didn't.
I went on their website, and they did a really good job of, like, producing some video of the steps of how to do it. And then it also goes into showing some of the photos of, like, what the finished product looks like, you know, from, you know, kind of all three steps, from just getting your fish and chucking it in the bag to you know, just to keeping it on ice, which would be the practice that most of us do, to the full, you know, that Ikijime process with, you know, spiking, proper bleeding, and, you know, and then using the cord or the wire running down the spinal cord, knocking out the, and like, I mean, just the visual of the two—it looks like you're looking at two different things.
Isn't that crazy?
Really cool.
And it's not that expensive at all. And
no.
I was in the shop on Friday before your big sale weekend last weekend, and loaded you up. And Darren was showing me the packaging and the wire and everything. And I didn't realize it's titanium, so you're not going to be able to bend it, right? I mean, you can bend it in every direction you need to get the job done, but you're not going to put a kink in the wire.
Totally.
And so that'll last you a long time.
Yeah, it was. It's cool. It's really, really cool.
Is it something that could be done from the head too?
So this is how it was explained to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it can.
Yeah.
It's just more difficult to find. So basically,
the right spot.
What you're doing is you're running that down the spinal canal, I believe is what it was called. And is it done from the head? Absolutely. And guys that do it all the time, like you watch the crew of the Royal Star, it's as if.
Of course Tim knows what he's doing.
It's as if they, you know, that it was just like the easiest thing to do. You watch those guys, they spike it, they spike your fish in the same hole that the spike went into. They grab their cord or wire, and they wiggle it around, they find the spot, and they slide it down. Fish is completely knocked out, nervous system, done. How it was shown to me by Robbie, is it doable from the head? Absolutely. It's just much easier to find from the tail. So what you're doing is you're running that wire down the
spinal,
down the core of the spinal cord, basically. And from the, you know, if you can imagine, you got your fish head to tail. If you basically cut the tail, not off, but like past the center line and pull it back, you're looking directly at the back of the spinal cord.
Much easier to find.
When you do it from the head, like if you, you know, if you make a knife cut down, like it's just not, you're not looking straight directly into it. So it's just much easier to find from the tail, but absolutely. I mean, it runs from the front to the back. So yeah. Wherever you enter that at, it's going to knock out all the nervous system. Just easier to find, especially in smaller fish, from the backside than the front.
Hands down, that's killer. I mean, yeah. AFCO coming up with that. The whole deal, and not necessarily coming up with it, but facilitating
exactly.
The equipment that we need to be able to handle our fish for the end. What's the lack of a better term? The product.
Yeah,
right?
where the wire knocking out the nervous system is a huge part of it. Just as important in their eyes in that process. is what they consider proper bleeding of the fish, you know,
yeah.
and I'm guilty of not doing it nearly as good either. You know, I'm religious about cutting a gill or clipping a gill or whatever, but I'll be honest, like usually that's about the extent of what I do, and it gets a ton of blood out, but they are so big on bucket bleeding or hose or whatever it may be. Like Robbie was talking about taking that fish, clipping the gill, putting it in a 5-gallon bucket of water, you know, letting a minute or two go by, and then dumping that water out and putting a fresh bucket in. Like they didn't like to, you know, put that fish into ice until that water was virtually clear, like everything out of it.
Yeah, I'm a geek about that. Mm-hmm. I really am. And I'll tell you what that does is the blood is the carrier of bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the largest accountable issue for bacteria within the meat. So imagine the spider veins going through all the meat and you
sure.
leave the blood, that obviously you're not entering bacteria, it's already there. So
right.
What I do is I get the main artery, and that's behind the gill, on the edge of the gill plate.
Mm-hmm.
There's a soft membrane,
yeah.
Half moon membrane that connects to the very bottom there, and you're able to get your finger in there and get the main artery. By putting them in the bait tank and bleeding them, you're actually, follow me on this one, the heart is still pumping.
Sure.
Let's not get too graphic, I know. I don't want to turn anybody off. But with the pump still pumping, you're now, the blood's going out one way, salt water is coming in, salt water is a preservative, mm-hmm. coming in and replacing. So you're coming out with snow white.
Yeah.
I mean, it is completely clean. I don't mean to get all geeked out, but I love it.
But I mean, that's the deal. And, like, that's the way things have been going for quite some time. And like, to in my opinion, a negative way, like, I think it's BS that the limit has gone down from chuckles to one fish and
yeah.
to reds or four fish. But you know what? The reality is if that's what we're coming home with, why would we not make those perfect?
Oh, there's no issue.
Yeah.
Honestly, after that day, a couple boat cotch, few reds.
It's true. I mean, that is more than you're going to consume in several meals.
Honestly,
so,
it was perfect. And whether it's halibut, whether it's tuna, yellowtail, taking care of them is the key, right?
Yeah,
and it's just a cool deal.
It is. It's a really cool deal. Well, again, that's what this show happens, and we'll get off on tangents and
right?
one thing or the other, but it's what makes it so much fun and certainly some of my favorites. But again, want to reiterate, like, this show is about you and your questions and whatever they may be. And, you know, I feel so fortunate to have Corey sitting right here. I mean, you want to talk about the wealth of knowledge of just all things fishing and inshore and the baits and how we go about it. It's just going to be a really, really fun show, and if there's anything that you want to talk about, you want to cover, this is the opportunity for it.
It really is, Rick, and like you said, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy being in here with you and just sharing the time on the air with our listeners. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is your chance on the telephone. There's one open line. And, again, 213-432-1090, or join us via the app. Send a text. I know there's been a few texts coming through already,
yeah.
hugely popular, only done through the app. Make sure, number one, that you leave your contact info, as simple as your name and
yep.
your telephone number, because at the end of the show, we are giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing.
How cool is that?
And we're going to flip a coin that's going between the texters and the callers.
Pretty cool. So next weekend is when we heard from Marcos yesterday. Next weekend is when the San Diego goes back online. So we're excited to start getting the reports from the boys from the San Diego. Stoked to be giving away a trip. And next Saturday we have Captain Matt Brawla on the as
oh,
our
cool.
guest in the studio. He and Captain Gavin from the Pacific Queen are both going to be in here talking Captain's Concepts. They're a Patreon service where, you know, you pay a few bucks and those guys basically give you the kind of up-to-date what's going on their boats and what's happening at the time and gear rigging and all that. So, yeah, we're stoked to have Captain Matt Brawler from the San Diego on here tomorrow.
That's a cool
way. Next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday. Yeah, that's a cool way to do it. And, hey, again, if you want to join us and have your chance at winning that full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth, where you said they're starting up next Saturday, give us a shout. Again, the telephone number, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And just Rick and I in studio having a good time. And you want to join us? 213-432-1090. That's your chance to win a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth and or Texas via the app.
Yeah, local, long-range, skiff fishing, traveling.
Halibut.
Cedros. Yeah, it's all on Calico. And it's all on the table, and we're going to be having a lot of fun. Phone lines are already packed solid. Corey, why don't we jump right into it?
How about we start with Vinny? Vinny called from Carlsbad. Thanks for joining us this morning. Let's talk a cup, Vinny.
What's up, Vinny?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, what would be a really good half-day boat out of Fisherman's Landing to jump on?
Well, out of Fisherman's Landing, our half-day boat is the Dolphin, and a fantastic operation. Well, honestly, like all of the half-day operations out of San Diego, I mean, I would say there isn't one that isn't first class. The new Seaforth out of Seaforth, the
Fred, the Daily Double out of Point Loma.
I mean, there are so many great options. Specifically out of Fisherman's Landing, it is the Dolphin. Those guys, again, do a great job. They do a lot of mixing it up with different things. You know, when the Rockfish Closer was on, they would do some halibut specific trips. When there's some really good fishing to be had at the Coronado Islands, because the boat's big, it's an 85-footer and real clean, they'll do some longer trips. But again, like all, you know, first-class operations, the boat's big. It's an 85-foot boat. It's super clean. It holds a lot of bait. And yeah, I mean, as far as half-day operations go, it is certainly amongst the elite ones here in San Diego. Then I hope that answers your question for you, man. Thanks a lot for the call. A cool text came through from our good buddy Gary from Lawndale, the Iron Man. Question was for Corey. Corey, can you tell us a little bit about El Salto? I know Gary because Gary and I have fished together in a lot of great places, Alaska and Mexico, but Gary's never been a freshwater guy. His question was, can you tell us about El Salto in specific, the accommodations, the meals, what the travel is like? And do they have loner gear? Because he's a saltwater guy, not a freshwater guy. But, man, talk about a destination that is really cool for that person. You know, fished a lot of saltwater, love going to Cedros and catching calico bass, but want to try something different. El Salto is such a cool destination.
Oh, man. My voice just dropped two notches. I think I'm on John Ireland's level. Seriously, it just... It's such a beautiful place, number one. I mean, like Pete had this year, you know, the bird life and everything there. Like if you go with a mindset of I'm going on a vacation, I'm going to relax for a few days, I'm going to where it's warm and I'm going to enjoy warm weather and maybe see some wildlife and just catch a few fish. If you go with that kind of mentality and attitude, you're going to have an awesome time. The food is amazing. A lot of people are scared by the ticket price. I'll tell you that. You know, you look at the ticket price, it's about $500 a day. You know, $500, $550 a day. But wrap your mind around everything.
Exactly.
Listen to me. Everything is included. Whether you're at Senior's Place or at Angler's End, mm-hmm. Junior's Place, everything's included. That's your transfer from the airport. That's your meals.
All meals.
Your all meals. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Mm-hmm. That's your drinks.
Cocktails at the bar.
Whether you like a whatever you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Whether you're drinking a Coke, a water, a Pacifico, or a margarita.
That's your captain.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your boat for the day and your lodging.
Professional guide.
So wrap your mind around that, right? It's everything included. Mm-hmm. So it's really a pretty darn fair price at the end of it when you equate all that.
It is, and one thing that you often don't equate into prices is, you know, the ticket price is the ticket price. A lot of places often, you know, you have to remember you're also having a hefty airfare that it takes to get there. El Salto will probably be the least expensive airfare that you buy for any trip that you go on ever.
Like, hands down, I promise you. That... I've had, I haven't had it in a couple of years, but the ticket price to Culiacan from Tijuana, I've had as low as like $40 each way. Seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Under $100 round trip.
Crazy.
I've had it as much as $100 each way.
As much as, yeah.
Right? If you go to Mazatlan is a little more of a...
tourist destination.
Mexican... tourist destination and Mexican national, not necessarily U.S.
You live in Mexico, you want to go on vacation, Mazatlan is a very popular destination.
So it could be usually 20% higher ticket price there, right? So maybe 125 each way.
And Salto's like kind of in between Mazatlan and Culiacan?
It's the same exact distance from either airport. It's about an hour and 50 minutes, just under 2 hour drive. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Gary, for a guy who maybe wouldn't profess themselves to be a big freshwater guy, El Salto is so much fun because you, exactly like Corey said, you can and will get bites. The beauty of that place is you can and will get bites always, meaning you could spend a day probably getting lesser bites but catch them the way that you want to. Or you could get a bunch of bites fishing, you know, whatever is the popular way of the day, maybe a Senko or a lizard or things like that, and then everywhere in between.
So imagine crankbaits, imagine spinnerbaits, like all this killer stuff, topwater. Johnny from Dana.
Mm-hmm. where I was going, totally.
Johnny from Dana Landing, Mission Bay there, took the old spotabay calico bass method, 3/4 ounce lead head. With a 5-inch Viejos, and what does he round up? like 8 to, I think his biggest was 10.1.
I think his list of big ones was the list of big ones for their whole trip.
For that group.
You know, all of the big fish from the group basically came on that.
On a 5-inch Viejo's 3/4-ounce lead head.
Chuck and wind.
It's just like spotted bay bass fishing. Put yourself into Mission Bay, where it's 6 to 12 feet forever, right? Same exact darn thing. Yeah, I love it, man.
And, again, speaking of our other guest, Captain Matt Brawla, I know was down there with Booger.
You're right.
I think those guys take a week off during boat work and go down to El Salto and fish together. And I know Brawla had a 10-pounder on...
He had a 10.2, just bigger than Johnny's, on...
Same rig.
On the 5-inch Viejo's. Yeah. And I don't know what kind of lead, 3/4-ounce lead head or what he was using, but...
We'll find out.
I didn't talk to him. Yeah. I just facilitated the supplies.
But, again, Gary, it's a great spot and a really cool destination, and it's so worth doing. It's something that's different and it's really fun. The boats are cool. The relationship that you build with the Pongero is fun because it's just you and your bud and the guide on the boat, and it's a different experience but really cool. Food's good, fishing's good. It's a fun trip.
It's my place to go and relax.
Yeah,
it really is. I get pumped up about it, but I actually go down a couple notches when I go. You know,
and people treat it like a lot of things. You know. From the outside looking in, people hear El Salto and think like, oh, you go down there and you're going to catch a 10-pounder. I mean, that same thought is like saying, I'm going to go on a long-range trip and I'm going to catch a 300-pound tuna, or I'm going to Alaska and I'm going to catch a 300-pound halibut. Do they have them there? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Is that probably one of the best places in the world to achieve that goal?
Oh, yeah.
Again, absolutely. But it does not happen every trip. You know what I mean? Like
it might take you – like Johnny got one on his first trip.
So did Pinard.
And Johnny's fish was actually his 10.1 was the last fish of the last cast the last day. So kind of wrap your mind around that. It could have easily had not happened.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've been to Salto, I think, 4 times, and I don't have a fish over 8 pounds.
Yeah.
But I freaking love it. You know what I mean? Like I love it down there.
Almost every trip, we've got them just like right below 10, like in, you know, 9.5, 9.75, you know, like absolute monster good ones.
And the other thing, too, is holding a 7-pounder in your hand is a fish that most people say is a 10-pounder.
Yeah.
Like
one
that weighs 7.5 on a scale, when you've got that thing in your hand, you know, a high percentage of people look at that, oh, that's a 10, you know, Yeah, holding a real one in your hand, it's pretty special.
I hope Gary makes it down there because it's truly the boys in the industry, Matt Brawla, you know, Steve Bernard, yourself, Pete. I mean, all these guys go down and it's just to relax.
Totally.
It's to get away and have a good time and enjoy the camaraderie and enjoy an adult beverage together. And
it's fun too because the fishing afterwards, it's, you know, you have your rad day with your bud, but then you come back. It's all in a common area, like you say. You have your cocktail or have your water, or whatever, and you're BSing with everybody. You know, everybody at the lodge is eating dinner together, and you talk about the one you lost, and you're giving your buddy a hard time because he kept casting in the tree, and then he caught the big one. It's just it's cool. It's a really fun. Yeah, it's a fun experience.
Like I just imagined John Ireland's voice. Right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
We need to, Rick. Ted from Lake Forest. Good morning. Welcome. Let's Talk Hookup, Ted.
Hi, Ted.
My question is for Corey and Ricky. While you were working on the bait barge, what did you do to cure the bait? Do you ever feed them? And then specifically, if I'm going on an overnight, I pick up a scoop. Is there something I can do to supercharge my bait?
Well, you know, there are techniques. It is a really good one. There are techniques they use at the receivers. Number one is just letting it sit. And what is not going to live and be healthy over the course of a week falls through the cracks, right, is literally gone. And what's left is a cured version. The colder the water, the faster it cures. The warmer the water, the less oxygen and the longer it takes to cure it out. So when you hit that 70 degree, I mean, that was always kind of the mark, you know. It was like 68, 69, and 70. And when it got to that temperature, it would take longer and sometimes not happen, really, because – by that time, the water temperature, we're talking tuna fishing, we're talking every boat running, we're talking every boat loading up. So it doesn't, it's usually a tough one to do. And would we feed them? We actually did. You take a tuna carcass or a bonito and shake it in the water and all the particulate coming off, they would come up foaming.
Really?
Literally, okay. They would, the chovies come up with their mouth open and boil just like a tuna.
Get out of here.
Seriously.
I just always assumed that's just the stuff that was living in the water was it. I didn't know that.
They filter feed. But when there's a little bit of filtering coming through the water, they're just one at a time.
Yeah.
You know? But when you actually.
Sure, you're pouring in the feed on.
They come up boiling, literally.
That's really cool.
It's kind of neat. And sardine, too. So sardine are more, they will filter feed, but they actually eat little fry.
Mm-hmm.
They are more of, they feed more like a tuna than a anchovy does.
Yeah,
more predatory type of a feeding mechanism. Like you can catch them on the little Lucky Luras or the little fry imitating, you know. You say Lucky Joe, but that's like just the yarn, right? They're not. They want even smaller than that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And to cure it in your own bait tank, typically what you're going to get is what you end up with.
Mm-hmm.
Having the Mark Wish bait tank is what is going to set you apart from the other boats in line. Connecting with having the right water flow, having not too much water flow is key. But it's also key to have... It's as important not to have too much water flow as it is not enough. So it's kind of, there's a happy medium in between rounded bait tank in an oval shape where they cannot find a corner, where they can keep milling. Sometimes less is more. Instead of you have a two-scoop bait tank, but maybe you're better off carrying a scoop.
Totally.
You know, you'd rather have 50 live pieces than 150 in the bait tank, and they're all crap.
When it's summertime, and we know that the bait is exactly as you described. The guys are working their ass off.
Yeah.
They're doing everything they can to put bait in the box for all of us, and the reality of it getting to sit for a week just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
We do all those things that you're describing. We definitely don't load it heavy. We load it a lot lighter. We can hold 3 scoops, and when it's not... When the bait is a little more stressed, we just take 2. And one of the things that I'm big on, too, is I would say 90% of us do the same thing. You put the boat in the water, you drive to the bait tank, you load your bait, you blast out to wherever it is that you're fishing at, and then, you know, when you get there, you're in a scramble to get everything rigged up. We usually get on the boat with no, you know, with the gear not necessarily set. We'll load our bait, and then we'll just drift in front of the sub base area, whatever, and
let
just
it mellow.
Let the bait mellow, and that's where we get all the, you know, put the troll rods together, tie your hooks on, put your pieces of fluorocarbon on, and instead of getting your bait blasting out somewhere and then spending 20 minutes getting rigged up, like we load our bait, float around, drift, listen to some tunes while we're getting everything rigged up, let the bait settle in a little bit.
A light is key, too, to have some type of light. If you're doing that in early morning, no light at all, you definitely want to have some type of light. A lot of bait tanks will have like a dim light on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, but you're blinding them. You actually want to have like a flashlight or something from above them. So that imagine a moonlight above them. You want a soft light above them so they can kind of mill and find their way, you know.
When you take the lid off of a bait box and, you know, you see Renee from the Shogun or you see Booger, all those guys, when they're looking at it, what gets those guys stoked when they pull a lid off versus not? Like, what is it that they're looking for? Like, what is that bait doing that gives you the sign that you're like, oh, this bait's going to be badass?
I'll tell you, before that even happens, you can judge your captain and your crew. If they're lifting that box open and letting that lid drop from 3 feet in the air and just slam down, I can almost guarantee you it doesn't matter what the heck's going on. That if you watch Renee, like you just mentioned, they're opening those lids softly and laying it down softly because that bait will erupt. If given, they just went from darkness. They went from like having a lid over them, having, you know, a dampened light to literally having a light
shine
in there bright. Sometimes they'll come racing out of there just like, what the heck just happened? You know, they're freaking out. But doing everything soft and seeing no shiners, you know, nothing on their side, and just having that bait milling in a circle is like the key.
So unison, everything's swimming together, not going opposite directions.
Yeah.
Okay.
And of course, when you're on your private boat, you don't have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, that's sometimes with Everingham Brothers, they'll offer a cured bait option for mm-hmm. a little bit more money. Sometimes that's a good thing. Hey, ask the guy at the receiver. Like, hey, I'm going 80 miles today, and I want to get the best bait I can. What's my best option
yeah.
today? And he's going to tell you, you know, hey, what's in the crowd is like right up your alley. You're good today,
yeah.
you know?
Now, maybe one last one, you know, finishing up on Ted's question is, you know, you had mentioned, hey, when the bait is, you know, hasn't had a week on it and, you know, it's not the as premium as it could be, so load a little less. How do you know when that is? You know, like, can you tell what's going in your bait tank? Or, like you said, you just talk to the guys in the box. I mean, they're always going to tell you, like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
this is 2 days old or 3 days old. Does that mean, hey, that's good, let's load it heavy? Or do you just do you see how it reacts when it gets into your bait tank?
That's such a loaded question.
Sure.
Because there's so many variables there. But ask the guy at the receiver, scooping
yeah.
it out, you know, just exactly what you said. And he knows what's going on
totally.
better than you and I put together,
ever.
Right?
Yeah.
And so... I don't know. It's just when you see the scales and stuff going, uh-huh. I cringe, right?
Yeah.
Because that's not what you want to see, you know? And it's just start off with a scoop. If,
yep.
if you carry three scoops and you're going to take two, start off with one scoop.
Yeah.
See what it looks like. Hey, you know what? I'll take another half scoop. Or you know what? One scoop is good. Stop.
Yeah.
You know, we're good right here. If you see a few scales going around and baits out of control. And you know what? I don't care if you're going bonito fishing, you're going rock fishing, or you're going offshore tuna fishing, save all of that bait that you feel is not going to make it. Put that aside. Put it in a separate bag. Put it in the cooler. Put it somewhere cool, not in the baking sun where it's going to dry out. You never know, man. Like that, those 12 to 20 baits that you saved aside may be the last baits of your day
yeah.
that are going to put that extra tuna or just it could be a magical part of your day,
yeah.
chunking or whatever you're
throwing
do.
A kelp you know, when your bait is limited. And
yep.
the one last thing I'll throw out too is in your private boat, if your bait is not in the most premium condition, sloshing in your bait tank is horrible for it.
Yeah.
So don't go. You know, if you're going to run 30 knots, you run 18, whatever. You know, like
start slow.
An extra 20 minutes of travel time might equate to your bait that lasts all day.
100%.
Instead of you hauling butt out there, so that you can get there and slosh your bait around and kill it and start your day with nothing. You know what I mean? Like keep all those things in mind that your bait is one of the most important parts of your entire day, and so you got to treat it that way.
And like we mentioned earlier, Rick, starting off with the right bait tank.
Yes.
If you can't afford and you don't want to wait in line for a Mark Wish bait tank, then purchase the right type of bait tank. And we'd have to get that from Mark. You know, I don't know the names or the brands or whatever, but the square corners, no bueno.
Yeah.
Where the jet stream is coming out as a water flow, no bueno.
Mm-hmm.
You're just basically sandpaper on your – the soft flow intro of water into your bait tank is what you want.
PVC tube sticking up in the middle of your tank that they're bumping into. Like,
you're killing me,
yeah,
Rick.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
It's everything. It's what we do. Like
yeah.
Southern California is a live bait fishery.
And you know what's cool too? I don't think we've talked about it on air, but Everingham Brothers, it has a patent on their loading system.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So when you look at all these other bait companies, they all most of them braille their bait. So they get the bait up tight in the net. They
mm-hmm.
get it up tight to the boat, and they put a 100 scoop
mm-hmm.
into the water, and it's got an apron at the bottom that holds water, and they literally bring all that over with a bunch of water over. They swing it over the tank and let it go
mm-hmm.
with all that water. So it's kind of... It's not as good as what Everingham does.
Right.
Everingham has a wet load system where they get it up tight. You literally open a door and you flood the boat with the water and the bait in the water.
Really?
It's
yeah.
a really cool technique that the Everinghams, Roy Sr., who has since passed, he helped develop this whole system and put a patent on it so nobody else can do it.
everything's about no stress on the bait, or minimizing the stress that's there.
Hey, I learned from one of the best, and it was Joe Machado.
That's
and,
a lot,
and
no
Joe
doubt.
And Jerry's running the EBCO now. Worked with Jerry for many, many years, and John Pratt's still there. And the guys I worked with, they know what the heck they're doing.
That's cool, man.
Yeah,
I love it.
We're fortunate to have them. Hey, we're going to be right back, man. Enough with the bait talk here. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long, no downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, earlier in the show, we were kind of touched on it. I know we talk about it a lot, but it is the right reason, and that's Shimano Tranqs. And, Corey, you were talking about, you know, how just the fit and feel and tightness of that reel is right. And you're doing things with a 200-sized reel. That is a very small freshwater-sized bass reel, but built in that saltwater Tranqs platform, and it handles everything that you're doing in saltwater big fish fishing.
Yeah, it's just, you don't, today's technology, what Shimano's offering with that Tranqs, it's seriously the gearing, the drag, and you know what? Very rarely do I ever have to have them serviced,
yeah,
which is crazy, right? They're
longevity is so good.
They're great right out of the box. I don't do anything to them.
The other thing I really like about Tranqs is the casting performance options that reel offers. So you can have that reel in the hands of a Corey Sandin and have most all of the casting controls backed off and achieve amazing performance. You can take that exact same reel the next day and put it in the hands of an absolute beginner and really turn the casting, you know, assistance up, you know, kind of increase the breaks. And once somebody learns just the very basics of how a, you know, conventional casting works with the assistance at that cast control, that variable cast control, they're just not going to backlash. Like, you can really tailor that reel to the skill set of the fisherman.
Tranqs is my favorite. Nobody does it better, Rick.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, for more information, go to your local dealer or check out Shimano.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having such a fun time, and you want to join us, there happens to be one open line, Rick, at give you the number here, 213 432-1090, or you can text us via the app. Man, there's so many texts, Rick. It's like, I can't quite make it through. There's not a long enough commercial break to make it through.
We were both, like, silent during the break looking at all the texts. It's been a lot of fun, and we're going to be looking forward to reading those, you know, as the show continues. But before we get into that, we're going to find out what's biting out there. Corey, it's time for the Catch Report.
Oh, man, it's sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, including the new size 2 and 4, perfect for your finicky yellowfin and bluefin, from the Nautilus Lite, the regular Nautilus, or the Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key, and with Gamakatsu Nautilus, you have that choice and the confidence you're getting the finest hooks made. Stock up on the Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at select tackle shops. I bet you're loaded up in the shop as we speak.
Definitely loaded, and a lot made it out the door in that big sale. You know, it was buy two, get one free Gamakatsu. We were flying. Yeah, very, very popular, that that Gamakatsu. Well, hey, with that said, let's find out what's going on. Talk to Captain Brian Woolley, Dana War Sport Fishing. Good morning, Woolley.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there this morning, man.
We're having
good
fun.
Good stuff. That sounds like it, for sure.
Easy, well, to, hey, talk, for us easy to talk fishing when we're just BSing about what we like. You know, it's all good, Willie.
It just flows, right? It just flows. Yeah, good stuff, man. It's like when you guys have a beer cracked open or chatting. That's what it sounds like.
Exactly. Give us a couple hours.
Well, hey, for us this week, you know, we had some good opportunities along the coast. And, you know, markets on the Fury over there at San Clemente Island had some good fishing, too. But the half-day stuff. Start with that, you know, for us this week, it was good with the addition of the sheephead and some rockfish in the counts. The bass fishing this week was, you know, kind of back burner. It was just slow as a result of the cooler water. 57 degrees was about the average temp we saw along the coast. So it wasn't like we weren't targeting them. It's just we just didn't see a whole lot of it climbing on the hooks. The ones we did see, though, were all down there off the bottom, the guys with the dropper loop setups and the, you know, bigger Carolina rigged sliding egg sinker type setups. Three-quarter day, you know, we tapped into that cod fishing as well with some good shots a few days this week. We did have some funky conditions a couple days with some slack in the morning and then raging uphill current in the afternoon. So it made things a bit tricky, but being able to skim the cream off the top, you know, some of those spots certainly made up for it. So that was pretty cool. Some nice reds and grouper and some whitefish made up the bulk of our three-quarter day counts right now. The cold sniper jigs, you know, fished pretty good, and then the live baits on the dropper, longer dropper loops. Guys caught some fish that way as well. And then talking about Marcus there in the Fury, he had really, really good fishing over at Clemente, as you'd imagine. Limits of rockfish for his trips there this week. He was obviously off the water with the weather over the weekend here, but some real good whitefish to go along with all that cod. He didn't report really any sign of yellowtail over there this week. You know, he was just only there a few days because of the weather, like I said, but hopefully some coverage now. You know, he's got the wind. He'd be back out there hopefully Tuesday night through the rest of the weekend. So he does have spots open on those trips. So if anyone wants to hop, get out there to Clemente for some early season stuff, certainly recommend hopping on there with Marcus or any, you know, local fishing trip. We'd love to take you out. So our phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup deal, and you can check us out at danaworf.com.
Awesome. Great report, as always. Looks like we got through our last little weather stretch there. Things are cleaning up, and we got some nice weather on the horizon. Willie, a great report, as always. Look forward to continuing the improved conditions, and another great report next week.
Right on, boys. Thanks for that. And, yeah, enjoy listening to the rest of what you guys have to chat about here.
Thanks, Willie. You got it, buddy. Yeah. We'll talk to you next week.
All right,
appreciate
fellas.
It, bro.
See ya.
See you, buddy. Hey, well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Corey, why don't we grab another phone call?
Let's do it. How about Hills? Hills from Ventura. Good morning, Hills. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Good morning, guys. I want to ask you guys with way more and better experience than me on what's the proper technique for flatballs and knife jigs? Because I've done it the last couple of years and a lot of it at night with the 80 and 100 pound. It's a lot of work, you know, it can be. And then, I'm watching guys next to me either side. Some are just lifting that thing and, you know, dropping it, you know, like the pole. And then, you know, some are winding it all the way up and let it flutter down. And I'm wondering, you know, like if I can get it to the depth, you know, considering that it's scoped way out probably, should I just wind it a little bit and then and then free spool it, you know, to kind of try to keep it there where they said the fish are at.
I don't know. What do you think, Rick? Well, I mean, I've got my own little thoughts.
Sam, I've got a couple things. I've got a couple things to think, and I will. And way more than anything, I think that is a question that will be best answered next Saturday when we have Captain Gavin of the Pacific Queen, Captain Matt from the San Diego on, just because that literally is their world. With that said, my answer would be, you kind of touched on it there at the end, overwhelmingly the most important part is having your jig in the zone where that fish is at. So how you go about that would be the size or style of your jig. You know, towards the latter part of last season is when those larger knife jigs kind of took over a little bit in the popularity of the style of jig that we were using. And a lot of that had to do with just how quickly those lures got to the zone that you wanted them in. A lot of the bites didn't necessarily come from an angler imparting the perfect action or even that jig being the right color or the right shape.
Being in the right spot.
Just being there. Yeah. And, you know, so marking your line, being aware of where the fish are at, being aware of where the other fishermen are at, that is... Like, those are the things that are going to be the most important. And then all the other things, they definitely add to it, you know, and every little thing that you can do, you know, adds up to a lot. But knowing where you're at in relation to the fish you're at is always going to be the most important. And a lot of the bites on those come while the lure's falling, and you're not imparting any action of it.
Like the majority of bites? I mean, I'm asking you, the majority of the bites come... On the sink?
High percentage, yeah.
More so than on the wine.
Larger than 50% of the bites come when that lure's falling.
On the sink, yeah.
Yeah, and again, just like a lot of things, there are times when all of the bites come that way. There's other ones when they come all winding. You know, we've had fish on the flat fall where, you know, big bluefins where we're, hey, that school's gone, we're out of here, and literally burning the thing back to the boat as fast as we can to get up and try and get another school, and then boom, have one climb on. So... all ways can and will and do work, but I think overwhelmingly having that thing in front of a hungry fish, that's the most important thing that you can do.
Most crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing would be knowing what your lure is supposed to do. You know, there are, as this, like, so this technique, relatively new to us, but certainly not new to the fishing world. You know, overseas, this is how everything is done. And
the Japanese, Australians, New Zealand.
And as you get more and more into it and you start to get your gear dialed in and you start to fish that way for the joy, you know, it's like a surface iron fishing. You know, you take the pride in your equipment and the rod and reel that you choose and the type of jig that you fish, and you know that just this jig swims better, a little faster, and this one slower. That same will all apply to your vertical jigging. And, you know, I would say if this fish continues the way that it does, we'll probably all start to see gear adapt more and more and more and more. You know, the rods that make a lure move the specific way. This style of jig swims best if you, you know, lift and wind real fast while you're winding it in. So all of those things will make some difference. But again, I go back to having a lure in front of a hungry fish always going to be the most important thing.
Yeah, that's a cool one, Rick. And like the nighttime bite versus the daytime bite, I mean, they both get bit just as well.
Sure. And, you know, I remember hearing from Booger last year where there was daytime fishing where they were eating the flat fall really good, but the gear to get your bites did have to be scaled down. You know, nighttime, 200-pound heavy fluorocarbon leader and a 300-gram jig with giant hooks hanging off of it, no-brainer. That's what you fish for the big ones when they didn't care. But there were definitely times last year when we had Boog call into the show talking about, you know, hey, a smaller jig, 200-gram, 100-pound fluorocarbon leader, yes, bigger hooks, but not so... but not stupid big either. You know, there's a lot to be said about it for sure.
Yeah, crazy. That's good stuff for sure. Hills, appreciate the call. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup app, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.